Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. One man left behind their reality. And the nine sons of Israel are returning one man short. This is my saga, all bowed to Joseph. And it seems everyone in the family who has met Joseph has bowed before him, except his father. Saga still has a few more twists in the story. On the trail, the nine sons of Israel all returned home with sacks full of grain to feed their families. Simon was in jail back in Egypt. As they all knew, to return to Egypt again, it would require them to bring their youngest brother Benjamin. And they all knew that was not going to happen because Dad was absolutely against it. At one of the campsites, they dug out a little grain to eat and to feed the donkeys. And they discovered that the gold they had just used to pay the bill was stashed in the sacks of grain. Oh, this struck fear in them. They did not know what to do. Well, back home, when the food was gone, everyone was hungry. They argued with their father, who insisted it was better for Simon to die in Egypt than for Benjamin to be lost. But they insisted that if they did not go back with Benjamin, the entire family would die of starvation. Once again, they made the trip to Egypt, only this time with Benjamin, the gold from the first payment, and more gold to buy additional food. In Egypt, they were surprised when the head steward took them to the house of Pharaoh's right-hand man for lunch. Seated at the table, they were brought food, but before Benjamin was set, mounds of food. Afterwards, their sacks were filled with grain, and they were all permitted to return to Canaan together where they lived. All seemed to be going quite well, especially compared to that first visit. Joseph had to retire to another room overwhelmed with emotion. He did not wish to expose who he was at this time, and the men headed out for Canaan. The saga has a few more twists left in the story. Joseph has let them return with their sacks full of grain, but it's not over yet. The men are leaving Egypt, but they did not inspect their bags. Return to find out what actually was placed in their sacks. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.